Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Submitting ourselves to the will of God. Help us, O Lord,
We're seeking to please you, and we want your will to be done in our life, not our will. Let our will perish today. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Find that the evil work in everything that is contrary to your will. Look upon us with compassion and everything that is not like it. We ask that you move it out of our lives. Make us and fix us the way you would have us to be. And now, Lord, I pray that you look upon the bereaved family. Comfort them and give them strength in the loss of their loved ones. We know you're able today, and we know you're able to lift heavy burdens. Strengthen the family. Touch them, O Lord. Encourage their hearts, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless and make a way for them, O Lord. Oh, my God, be merciful unto them. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them, O Lord, to run to you, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, saved to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost. And, Lord, we pray that you look upon all those who are sick and afflicted, those who are hospitalized, those who are institutionalized, those who are sick, O Lord, and have no one to come and care for them. We pray that you will touch and bless and make a way for them, and that you will heal their bodies. We know thou art a healer. We know you're able to deliver. We're looking to you, our faith, looked up to you today. We pray that you continue to bless in a special way, continue to make ways, open doors, and we will continue to give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May. And we thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen. I am the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated, located in Camden, New Jersey. Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president and Northern District Overseer. And now I would like to just extend the invitation to anyone who's listening to this broadcast and you would like to share your testimony, or you may have a song on your heart, you want to sing that song to the glory of God. You may have some encouraging words you would like to share, anything that you want to share with us on the live broadcast now. And we invite you to use our guest call-in line, and that number is 978-990-5270. The access code is 7946408#. Again, we invite you to join us live. Even if you want to give remarks later on, you can still tune in and just mute your phone until that opportunity. If you have a testimony, a burning testimony, and you just got to get that testimony out, you might as well go ahead and call 978-990-5270. Access code 7946408. Praise the Lord. And on this afternoon, we will be having our scripture reading. So get your Bibles ready and get ready for the reading of the Word of God. As was mentioned in the beginning of the year, it was laid on Evangelist Khadijah's heart to read the Bible. And so we're working on reading that Bible for the year. And for those of you who are following along, we thank the Lord that you have the mind to read the Word of God. So get ready to hear the reading of the Word of God for later on in this broadcast. Also, just wanted to announce that the broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m., and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service Title I School. And also, if you want to correspond with us, you can correspond by email, by postal mail. By email, it would be prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Postal mail is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. If you have a prayer request and you would like to send that prayer request to us, you can do so by sending a text to 410-209-7503. You can also call and leave a voicemail message with your prayer request. And also on our prayer list, we ask that you will continue to lift up those who are on our prayer list. We're asking you to pray a special prayer for Mother Barbara Austin, who lost her brother and the bereaved family, and also continue in prayer for missionary Desi Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, evangelist Ruth Thompson, keep her in your prayers, Sister Maria McBride and the family, the bereaved Edmund family, the bereaved Ingram family, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson and his companion, Sister Doreen Jackson, Titus Edmund Sr., Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, Erica Hameen, LaVon Wilkins Jr., missionary Lisa Johnson, John Henry, my brother, Deacon and missionary Gatewood's son, Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Dee Dee Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, and all of the rest who are on our prayer list. Let us continue to keep them in our prayers. So we thank the Lord for the announcements at this time. And again, we offer you that invitation to call in and share your testimony. Somebody has a testimony, and you need to share that testimony. And don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. But go ahead and call in so that you can share your testimony and tell the goodness of the Lord, that God may be glorified. But nevertheless, we still give you that opportunity. The broadcast is still on. As long as we're on air, you have that chance. So we thank God for all things said and done thus far. And we're going to get ready to hear the reading of the Word of God coming through Dr. Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And as she comes, let us put our minds on the Lord. Let's open our hearts to be blessed through the Word of God. God bless you, Dr. Hameen.
Encourage my soul and let us journey on. For the night is long and we are far from home. Thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Encourage my soul and let us journey on, for the night is long and we are far from home. Thanks be to God, the morning light appears. Oh, the storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, the storm is passing over. No, the storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah.
Say it again.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going into our scripture reading. If you've been following along, we've been reading the Bible from Genesis to Exodus. So my Bible that I use is about 749 pages. And I divided that number by 365, and I came up with 2, and that means I need to read 2 pages a day in order to finish the entire Bible by the end of the year. But whatever your Bible is, however many pages it is, if you take the number divided by 365, whatever number that is, that's how many pages a day you need to read to get to the end. So we are in Psalms. We were in 2 Chronicles last time we read, so we are getting through this.
Okay.
And we're in Psalms. I was going to start at the 42nd number of Psalm and see where that takes us today. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the 42nd number of Psalm in the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, reads, "As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat in day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with a multitude. I went with them to the house of the Lord, with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan, and of the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, Where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God." The 43rd number of Psalm. "Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill, into thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." Amen. The 44th number of Psalm. "We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us, what work thou didst in their days in the times of old. How thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. Thou art my king, O God, command deliverances for Jacob. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name will we tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me, But thou hast saved us from our enemies and hast put them to shame that hated us. In God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever, Selah. But thou hast cast off and put us to shame and goest not forth with our armies. Thou makest us to turn back from the enemy, and they which hate us spoil for themselves. Thou hast given us like sheep appointed for meat, and hast scattered us among the heathen. Thou sellest thy people for naught, and dost not increase thy wealth by their price. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. Thou makest us a byword among the heathen, a shaking of the head among thy people, the people. My confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face hath covered me, for the voice of him that reproacheth and blasphemeth by reason of the enemy and avenger. All this has come upon us, yet have we not forsaken thee, neither have we dealt falsely in thy covenant. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Though thou hast sore broken us in the place of dragons and cover us with the shadow of death, if we have forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, why sleepest thou, O Lord? Arise, cast us not off forever. Wherefore hidest thou thy face and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaveth unto the earth. Arise for our help, and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. The 45th number of Psalm. My heart is inviting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. The 46th number of Psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. The 47th number of Psalm. O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto God, unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. The 48th number of Psalms. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind, as we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts. In the city of our God, God will establish it forever, Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we have read the Psalms, the 46. Second number of Psalm, all the way to the 48th number of Psalm. You don't have to stop here. You can keep on going if you'd like. But at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila. I mean, God bless you, Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God coming through Dr. Hameen. Beautifully read. And I tell you, the Word of God is just so powerful. Those scriptures that were read, so many things in there, how the psalmist began to say things like talking to your own soul, encouraging your own soul not to be disquieted, but to hope in God and to praise him anyway. Amen. There are those times when it seems like God is not hearing our prayer, as if he's asleep and he is not answering us, but God is attent to our prayer.
Yes, he is.
But he has a special time when he's going to move. And I believe the psalmist understood that and went on to say that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry when it seems like God's not going to show up. We don't have to worry when it seems like he's just not going to answer our prayer, hallelujah, because God is an on-time God, and he has things set up the way he wants it. He aligns everything to happen at a certain time,
amen.
Not within our time frame, but according to the time that God has set.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord for the beautiful scriptures, and I pray that these words have touched your heart, and there may be someone today who's listening who needs to give your life to the Lord. You've been trying this, you've been trying that, this not working, that not working, you're running here, you're running to and fro, and nothing seems to work, but you need to try Jesus. You need to just try him and give him a chance. And I encourage you to make up your mind right now to turn your back on the world. Anyone who doesn't have a mind to live for Christ, turn your back on them. And you take the stand. You take the first step. If you draw nigh to God, he will surely draw nigh to you. And whatever you're going through, whatever your problems are, whatever the situation, God has the answer. He will work it out. He'll fix it just for you. You don't have to try to fix it for yourself, but the Lord will fix it for you. All you have to do is just hope in God. Put your trust in the Lord today. If you have any doubt in your heart, ask the Lord to forgive you for doubting and to take that doubt out by the root, and God will do just that. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is a mighty God, and I'm ready to go to God in prayer on the behalf of anyone who has a prayer request, any prayer that you need God to answer. God wants to answer right now. So let's get ready to trust the Lord. Let's put our minds on him and forget about everything and everyone else. And let's just believe God with one accord, touching and agreeing on the same thing. Whatever is happening in your life right now, God wants to fix it for you. If you have any sickness in your body, God is ready to heal you right now. If you're struggling, if you're afflicted, if the enemy is oppressing you, whatever is going on, God has the answer for you, and he wants to work it out for you. So let's pray together, and let's believe God with our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, and we humble our hearts. We ask for forgiveness. Lord, please be merciful and search our hearts. Anything that's not right, God, oh, Lord, forgive us and take it away right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will look on the repentant hearts, that you will have mercy on them, that you will forgive their sins and take away their sins, Lord, and save their souls. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for healing today, asking you, Lord, to make whole those who are suffering with sickness and disease, oh God, even the incurable disease, the terminal disease. Have mercy, Lord. Touch, Lord, heal, and make whole right now. If anyone has committed sins, let their sins be forgiven, Lord, and restore their health unto them. Oh, my God, you are able to do all things. And we pray right now that you will restore the natural health, the spiritual health, the mental health. Oh, Lord God, make them whole right now. Work a wonder, Lord. Work a miracle in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We lift up those, oh, God, whose names were called out on the prayer list. Lord, even those that were not called, we lift them up before you, and we ask that you will consider each and every one, every prayer request, that you will grant it right now. Wow, we're praying this prayer. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you, Lord. We are waiting on you. We can't do anything until you come. Come on, Lord Jesus. See about us, Lord. Stop by, my God, just a little while. We need a touch from you. Lift our burdens. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, heal, my Lord. Make whole right now. Work wonders, Lord. Send a breakthrough, my God. Send power, Lord. Send on encouragement in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, oh God, and we praise you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, oh God, for you are our God, and we are your people. Lord, we believe that we have the petition we've asked in this prayer. We believe for healing today. We believe for the saving of the lost souls, oh God, hallelujah. We believe, Lord, for you working things out for your people in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your will be done. Be with us, oh God, throughout the course of the day. Keep our minds on you, Lord. Let your presence
remain with us always in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your touch. Hallelujah. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everything, Lord God, that you've done. For what you're doing right now. Oh, Lord, for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. We thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this broadcast, Lord, for this ministry, oh, God, asking you to continue to bless in the name of Jesus. All of those who are listening right now, let a special blessing come upon them, Lord. We believe it and we count it as done. And we thank you for it, oh God. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Can you just give God a praise right now? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. The Lord is worthy to be praised. We don't feel like it. He's still worthy. Oh, glory to God. You ought to do as the psalmist say, I will yet praise him. If your soul is cast down and feeling disquiet, praise him anyway. Hallelujah, because he is truly worthy of all praises. Again, I thank God for the beautiful word of God and the encouragement through the scriptures. Hallelujah. I feel uplifted. I feel like driving and going forward even the more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. We have Evangelist May on, and if she would like to give remarks, you can do so at this time. And any other clergy who want to call in, again, use the guest call-in line and call on in and give remarks or words of encouragement if you so desire. The number, again, is 978-990-5270, access code 7946-408. Pound. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the beautiful reading of the Word of God. It was just so good just listening to it as it was being read, and it brought back so many memories to me, and how that David, he was praying in the psalms. He was praying, and also he was speaking to his own soul. Glory to God. And sometimes that's what we have to do. Instead of having a pity party, we have to speak to our own soul and say, soul, why art thou disquieted within me? We have hope. We have help in Christ.
Yeah.
So we don't have to be cast down and like we lost our best friend, because the Lord is on our side.
Mm-hmm.
And he promised he would never leave us, neither would he forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
And David, he began to pray because he knew that his enemies was waiting. They were actually waiting for him to fall.
Yes.
But David prayed unto God, and he asked God not to let his enemies get the victory or rejoice over him. Mm-hmm. Praise God. He kept on praying. He kept talking to the Lord. His meat was his tears. He would cry. And I tell you, he just mourned before the Lord. And that is why David was called the apple of God's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Because David sought the Lord. He sought the Lord. So I tell you, he just sought the Lord with his whole. He gave it all unto the Lord, and the Lord came, and he delivered him.
Amen.
He delivered him, and then after the Lord delivered him, he was able to praise his God.
Yes.
I can see why David danced before the Lord until he stripped himself, not only for carrying the ark, But God did so many things for him. So many deliverances God gave to David, and he was able to praise God. Yes. And that's the way it is. When the Lord sure enough come to your rescue and deliver your soul, yes, God knows you'll praise him, praise him. You yes don't care where you are.
That's
you'll praise him if you're in the street, in the car, in your home, on the job. You don't care. That praise will come out of you because you're so thankful
yes
for what God has done. And I tell you, I just truly enjoy listening to the reading of the Word of God. And I want to say to Venice Khadija, keep on reading the Word of God and continue to let the Lord use you and lead and guide you as to what to do. Because this is the time we are living in. We have to do what thus saith the Lord. We have to, whatever God tells us to do, that's what we must do.
Amen.
And also to Dr. Sheila Hameen, that's right. Whatever God tells you to do,
mm-hmm,
that's what you do.
Amen.
Glory to God, because one thing about it, when God tells you, no matter what man say or do, God is going to come out the winner because God said it, not man.
Right.
I was thinking on the scripture today that we had, and we brought forth the message concerning the disciples and how that they beat them and told them, don't speak no more in this man's name, Jesus. They said, but we rather obey God
yes
and do what God say do.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
And they went right on back. Glory to God. They was being persecuted, but they didn't give up. They went on back and went to the prayer room and prayed. And God knows they prayed till the place was shaken.
Amen.
Glory to God. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And they got up and they began to speak God's word more boldly. Sometimes when the devil try to shut you down, try to shut you up and get rid of you, go before God and pray. And when God delivers, you preach more.
Man.
Get more bold with it. And tell.
Right.
Let them go ahead and persecute you.
Uh-huh.
They're not persecuting you. They persecuting Jesus. And that's what Saul was doing. He thought he was persecuting the people of God, but he was persecuting Jesus. So we have to really be careful about what we are saying and doing. We have to go by this word of God and what God says. Praise God. I didn't think to get into all of that, but I thank God for that reading of the precious, precious word of God. It's so precious. It's good. It's like eating a good meal. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for all things. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist May, the little sermonette. Amen. I tell you, that word is so good, it will stir you up.
It will.
And we're going to give Evangelist Khadija the opportunity to have remarks if she so desires.
Amen. Thank God. Yes. Also for the remarks coming through Evangelist Mabel as well. Amen. And, you know, when I was reading, God, he's in the midst of us. He's going to help us and he's going to do it that right early. And we don't have to be,
amen,
though the mountains be removed, those things, you know, the waves that they, the sea will shake with the swelling thereof, you know, these things
yeah
all around us, but we don't have to be moved because God is in the midst of us and he will help us.
Amen.
And yet pray,
amen,
the help of our countenance and our, he's our God. He's our God.
Amen.
I enjoy reading as well. Very, very much encouraging when reading. It's like, that's right. Yeah, God is. God is with us. You know, why is my soul just quiet? You know, sometimes you don't, it's good to read the word of God and to put ourselves in remembrance, because sometimes, you know, we go about our daily lives, and, you know, our soul may become just quieted within us. You know, we may become a little cast down sometimes, and then reading something like that, it's like, yeah, that's right. Remember who we serve.
Amen.
We serve a great God.
Yes.
So, thank God for that. Amen. That's all I have. But
amen.
Turn the broadcast back on over to the hands of Evangelist.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful, inspiring remarks coming through Evangelist Khadijah. And also want to encourage Evangelist Mays to do all that the Lord lays on your heart to do as well. And like stated, we have to obey God rather than man. You know, man wants you to do things their way, and they don't even want you to do the will of God. But you can do everything that the Lord gives you to do.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So we thank you for this broadcast on this afternoon. I truly have been blessed, and I have enjoyed the broadcast. Amen. I'm encouraged. So I want to encourage all who are listening, continue to read the Word of God. You know, again, if you're not on the same page, just keep on reading.
Yes.
If it takes you more than a year, just don't stop reading. Just keep on getting back in that word and read what you can read. Amen. Just don't give up and don't stop.
Yeah.
Amen. And also, let us continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list. Let us pray one for another. And we look forward to you tuning in with us at our next broadcast. Upcoming. But before I close out, I just want to say how the Lord blessed us here for our 47th annual Missionary and Women's Day Convention. Oh, it was just so glorious. And the Spirit of the Lord came down. The presence of the Lord, His anointing came. The Word came. I tell you, my soul was just delighted in that entire meeting. We really enjoyed it and had a great time in the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm really on fire. Hallelujah. I feel like doing more for God. So I just thank God. He blessed to be successful. Amen. Evangeline, do you have something else to say?
Yes. I enjoyed the Women's Day when I was there. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
That day, but also I want to say the Lord blessed us on today. We had a wonderful time. Lord took over. We weren't there long. We got in there. Started praising God. The Lord took right over.
So
we could go through our routine. Lord took over and touched us, and we was able to really praise God. So we thank the Lord for that. But I want to say, to all who are listening that could get a word of prayer through, to continue to pray for the Thompson Pauldale family, because we lost our cousin, Philip Pauldale's brother, younger brother, passed away. So I'm asking you all to keep us all in your prayers.
Amen.
It's another one gone.
But
you just have to accept what God has allowed.
Amen.
Amen. Be encouraged. Just be encouraged and keep looking to the Lord, just as we have been.
Yes.
Amen.
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 And if you don't know the Lord, get to know him.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
People are leaving here.
They are. They are.
Lifting them up in prayer. And know that the Lord, he is able to carry us through.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So, anything further?
No, that's it.
Amen. Again, we do thank the Lord for this broadcast and for you tuning in, taking the time to spend that time with us. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.